Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. Let me start by saying I'm sorry. I missed an upload for basically the first time in a very, very long time. And I'm very sorry about that. But I have a great reason. And the reason is I was on vacation. I got to relax over Easter, visiting my grandparents. And it was a very, very, very good time because I didn't have any obligations. I could chill. I told my dad today that was the first vacation in such a long time that I didn't have to think of uni stuff because I'm done studying. And I could not be happier about that. I'm gonna be really honest. Of course, as a student, you have some certain advantages. You can plan your time more freely. You're more flexible when it comes to the timing of certain things, but you are constantly thinking of things you have to do. At least that's what it was like for me. I mean, I studied three different courses and two of them at the same time for a certain amount of time. So it's totally understandable that I was occupied with tasks for that pretty much 24/7. And I was kind of hard on myself. I always wanted to do things in the, expected time frame that they give you to finish a degree. And I was so ambitious that I really wanted to finish my degrees in that time, which I only managed to do with one, and the other I had to stretch for another year because otherwise I would have graduated from two degrees at the same time, and I guess that would have been a really bad idea. So the only thing I can say is I'm glad that time's over. I'm glad that I have finally joined the workforce properly through having a full-time job and being able to make my money and, just live my life in a more free way when it comes to my occupation of thoughts. And I think that's a really interesting topic. Because as a student, as I said, you have more free time, so to say, but you're constantly occupied thinking about the things you still have to do and the exams you're supposed to take and the papers you're supposed to write. Whereas when you work, at work, you invest a certain amount of time, of course. While you're there, you are ideally present and working properly. But afterwards, you have some time to yourself. So I think this freedom from worry, this freedom from stress, and this freedom from constantly being tested and examined is really a step forward in my life. Even though I'm not a big fan of exchanging time for money, that's not my end goal. My end goal is actually to be more self-sustained and more independent, but it's a great step forward, and I think it's important to appreciate that. So I really enjoyed my vacation. I could really relax, I could wind down, I could sleep and eat and enjoy the beautiful landscape in Croatia. I highly encourage everyone to go there. If you don't know where to travel, so go to Croatia. Go to the national parks, go and see the waterfalls there and the beautiful nature all around. I mean, even if you're just at the coast, it's just wonderful. And there are so many great places in this small country. I'm so glad that my family is from Croatia. I couldn't be happier and more grateful to have that type of background. And I think it's a great blessing that I'm still connected to the country of my family's origin. Yeah. So, thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. It's coming out at a very surprising time because I wanted to make up for the one I missed a couple of days back. So, I really hope that you enjoy this. If you do, please make sure to rate this episode on Apple Podcasts to let me know that you liked it. You can also rate my entire podcast over there. That would be amazing if you did so. And I will catch you next week at the normal time, 5 minutes after midnight on Thursday, German time. And yeah, stay tuned until then. Have a great week. Bye.